Good morning and welcome again. Thank you so much for being part of our worship. You know, as Jesus here is talking to the disciples, we have this really fascinating connection to this passage that people have argued unnecessarily about, the notion that the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. Well, okay, technically speaking, there are smaller seeds out there in the world, but the mustard seed is an extremely small seed, which I think is what Jesus is saying. And he's talking about this really neat thing that 2,000 years ago, people are growing this plant. It's called black mustard, and we grow it 2,000 years later. You eat it on your hot dogs. It's just been a part of humanity for a very, very long time. But one of the interesting things about this is mustard was not then, nor is it now, something that we cultivate as a crop along with other crops. So let's say you're a gardener. You're living in ancient Israel 2,000 years ago, and someone says to you, hey, I think it'd be a really great idea if you had a mustard plant. And you said, you know, that's a really good thing. I love mustard. I should have a mustard plant. I'm going to go plant a mustard plant. Now, let's imagine that you have a garden where you grow cabbage and you grow lettuce and carrots and cucumbers and radishes and all of those things that they could have very well grown back then. You're not going to plop a mustard bush tree. They're about 8, 9, 10 foot tall. They can get about 20 foot wide. You're not going to plop that down in your garden for a couple of different reasons. First of all, mustard bushes like to spread. They like to get wider and wider and wider, and they take over a lot of territory. I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, that you plant a variety of vegetable in your garden, and this happens to me with beans all the time, and the package will say bush beans. And I think to myself, oh good, they're bush beans. They're not going to take over my garden like, say, half runners would. And the next thing I know, I've got beans everywhere, and they've just taken over the place. Well, mustard does the same thing. In fact, mustard will spread, and you can't get rid of it. Once the mustard root gets down in the ground, you could chop it down, you can cut it out, you could try to dig it up. Chances are, next year, you'll have a mustard bush. And so you wouldn't put that in your garden, you'd put it out in a field. And so really when Jesus is talking about faith is like a mustard seed, if you plant it out in the field, because he's very specific about not putting it where other crops are, it will grow into this great tree of a thing, and birds of the air will come and they'll make their nests in it, and it'll be home to them. But I don't think that Jesus has chosen the mustard seed as an example of faith going from something small to something large in a random way. It's not as though they didn't have oak trees. Bashan was full of oak trees. So he could have very well said something like, well, you know, the acorn is this little tiny thing, but you put it in the ground, next thing you know, you have an oak tree. He could have said that, but he doesn't. He specifically references the mustard bush. And I think he references the mustard bush because everybody who would have gardened back then would have known you have to be careful where you plant the mustard bush, because it's going to take over whatever space it gets put into. Not only going to take it over, but it's never, ever going to leave. Jesus knows this. He knows that this is an image that's already in people's heads. And he's not accidentally referencing it. Jesus is very much saying, faith is an invasive species. If you put faith somewhere, it will set down deep roots that cannot be destroyed. It will spread out wider and wider and wider until it takes over all of the space that it's in, and it will continue. And one of the things that mustard likes to do is it likes to crowd out other plants. It likes to crowd out other weeds. It likes to crowd out other trees. And it will literally push other plants away by sweeping its branches low to the ground and then pushing them outward. So it very much is a species that doesn't share its space. So when Jesus says faith is like a mustard seed, he's saying that if you're willing to take faith into your heart, Faith in him, faith in God, faith in the grace that has been given to us through Jesus Christ. That this is something that's going to grow up and it's going to put deep roots in you. And those deep roots are going to go down far and wide and they're going to be very difficult to kill. And that faith is going to grow up into a great bush and that bush is going to push out other things. Now, in the garden, it might be pushing out, you know, carrots and potatoes. In our life, though, faith is pushing out things like fear. Faith pushes out things like depression and sorrow and misery and unhappiness. Faith has this incredible power to push out sorrow in our lives. So when God is talking to the disciples here in this place about the power of faith that's like a mustard seed, he's not just saying it goes from small to big. He's saying it goes from small in effect, this little tiny mustard seed that, I mean, if you wanted to crush it up, you could have an infinitesimally small amount of mustard. But it goes from that little teeny tiny effect to this enormous effect where faith grows into this thing that really takes over our lives. And if it were anything other than faith in God, it could be extremely dangerous. And this is important because when Jesus says that faith, when it's planted, sends down deep roots and it grows up and it pushes all other things out around it, he's also reminding us, I believe, that faith in things other than God can do the exact same thing. That if we allow faith in something, and I'm not saying there aren't other things of value in this world. There are plenty of things of value in this world. I'm talking about things that you have faith and trust in. Things that you hold forth as inherently true. That if you let those things take root in your heart, they also put down deep roots. They are also very hard to dig up. And they also send up bushes that push out things around them. Maybe if you have your faith in politics, maybe if you have your faith in culture, maybe if you have your faith in whatever particular group you're a part of, that's going to start pushing other things out around as well. It might push out logic, it might push out reason, it might push out compassion or mercy, it might push out understanding other people. It's definitely going to try to push up against God's presence in your life. So when Jesus says that faith is like a mustard seed, he's reminding us that our faith needs to be in God. Our faith needs to be in God alone. And that when our faith is in God, that faith will grow up into a marvelous, life-giving bush that will push out sin and sorrow and misery. But when our faith is in things of this world, it will push out hope. It will push out truth. It will push out love. It'll push out mercy and compassion. I think if we look around the world that we are living in today, where so many people have planted seeds of faith in things other than God, we see a place that has very little mercy. We see a place that has very little grace. We see a place that has very little understanding. Why? Because that faith in whatever it is that people have faith in that's not God has pushed all those things out. And this is why we have to let God's word and God's word alone take root in our hearts and let it grow up so that the Holy Spirit will alight like a dove and live here in this shrub of faith that we have in God.